Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
So, Professor, today we would want to start with a question. Here's a mother who says, whenever I advise something to my teenager, he feels like I am all concerned about myself rather than him. How can I change this situation?
So, number one, it's your own realization and understanding that your attitude is important, that what you feel about what you want your child to do. The advice that you're giving him, are you really concerned about him or her, or are you concerned about yourself and your own reputation and prestige maybe?
Yeah.
So the number one, the attitude through which you present your thoughts and your advice is going to have a bearing upon the child. He, from your body language, or she, from your body language, or the tone in which you talk to him or her about it, will reflect that attitude. And he or she may even mistakenly make this observation in his or her mind that it is all about yourself, not him or her. So that is important. And that is also the tone, the body language, which reflects your own intentions. So we need to, number one, be very sure of ourselves, that when we're talking about something and advising our children about something, it should be really for the sake of their betterment, and not as an issue which is of concern to you because it's irritating you. Their behavior, yes, it may irritate us, but we should go beyond that and above that, and we should make them realize that it's not about me or my feelings, it's about your future dealings in society. And if you need to, and you need to rectify, you need to correct your behavior, not that it is, for example, hurting me, it is, but it is more because of you. You need to make them realize that the advice you're giving is for their better future, it's for them to be able to deal better in society, in their relationships with other human beings.
Right. So you got to be kind of showing them that the behavior you're showing to them, the things that you want them to change, rather than it's giving you some prestige, it's more of their importance. It's something that's going to give them more importance in the society tomorrow. It's going to help them how to deal in public tomorrow.
Yes, and it's not that you're challenging them. You're not competing with them. You're not a competitor with them. It's not that you say, look, I behave in such a way and you're doing this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be, you're not going to show them and express to them or make them feel that you're competing with them and you want them to become like yourself maybe or whatever. No, it's a matter of you're not challenging them, so therefore you will not have a conflict with them. You will not quarrel with them. You will not try to bring your point of view home to them and make them accept it without any understanding, without any reasoning, without any logic.
Yeah.
So they need, especially teenagers, need the logic behind things. So you need to talk to them in these terms that this is something which is good in itself. It's not because I'm saying so, irrespective of the fact whoever says it. And in whatever terms, in whatever tones it is expressed, our children and human beings as a whole should be, as Mawla Ali al-Islam said, look at what the person is saying and don't look at who is saying it.
All right, that's very nice.
And I should add, even how he is saying it.
Exactly. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Professor Salman Akhavi is helping us with important tips of upbringing, especially when it comes to advising children. And when children feel like parents are all concerned about their own prestige rather than theirs when they are advising them. Professor, you said that Imam Ali al-Islam teaches us we should look at what is being said rather than who is saying it. And
Words of wisdom,
yeah,
can come for people who may not even, for example, be very much learned or educated.
Yeah.
In the sense that we think of them to be learned or educated, or those people, people of the older generations, especially who have a great deal of experience in their lives, they've gained a lot of experience. Their words are words of gold. Sometimes, especially today's kids, maybe ourselves also, when we looked upon our grandparents, we would say, look, they're outdated people. What do they know about life? What do they know about the world today?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, their experience spans over
decades. So you're saying words of wisdom can come from anyone?
Yes, we see that.
But what world is teaching us today, or the way world is going, especially the social media world is taking us, it's showing that it's kind of like as if words of wisdom can only come from the educated people, while as you're saying, words of wisdom can come from anyone, be that old person, be that an educated person, be that an uneducated person. What is important, like, don't look at who is saying.
Yes.
Rather, it's important, look at what is being said.
What is being said.
Yeah.
Al-hikmah dhallatul mu'min. This is one of the sayings we have from the Imams or the Holy Prophet, that he says that wisdom is the thing which has been lost by the mu'mins.
Yeah.
It's something which he's looking for, seeking. It's something which he has not found yet, and he's seeking it, and he should be able to find it. Whenever he finds it and wherever he finds it, he should accept it. Therefore, when we talk about the hadith, this famous hadith of the Holy Prophet, when he says, "Utlub al-ilm walaw bis-seen," if you want to gain knowledge, you should also travel to China for that. Now, China at that time wasn't a place where religion had been revealed, but it was an old society. It was a civilization. They had many sages. They had many people who had great, a vast deal of experiences. So they had a great deal of knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah.
So a mu'min, a faithful person, a believing person should be able to go out and seek knowledge and wisdom from wherever he or she can find it. So if we are able to inculcate this understanding, this rational, pure understanding in our children, that we need to find the truth and the rationality in the words spoken by anyone. Doesn't matter who the person is, doesn't matter how he's saying it. He may be saying it in a very...
Maybe some tone that is not... That I don't find very good.
It may be a rude way, but the words have to be taken into account.
Exactly.
What do they imply?
To rethink what was being said. Perhaps we will discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi, and Professor is helping us how we as parents can behave in a way or advise our children in a way that they do not feel offended or they do not feel like we only care about our own prestige, not about them. Well, Professor Imam Ali Alayhi Salam says a very beautiful thing, that if you want to advise someone, advise him separately. Do not advise him in public, or do not advise that person in front of others, because if you're going to do that, that's going to ruin him rather than that's going to make up the things. What's your take on that?
The dignity of a human being, the reputation of the human being is more sacred than even anything else, and even more than the Holy Kaaba. So we need to understand that the reputation of a human being, especially a believer, a faithful person, is so important. Now, sometimes there comes a situation where you need to carry out act upon the command of Allah Almighty, Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar. We have been commanded by Allah Almighty to carry out this Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, commanding towards good deeds, ordering people towards good deeds, and forbidding them from evil deeds. And this is something which has to be inculcated from the beginning in our children, that they carry out this very important duty. It is more important than even any other liturgical worship, because it is there that this important institution, this important behavior in society is something, if it is carried out, then all of Islamic teachings will be implemented. And if it is not carried out, all of the Islamic teachings will be, will fall down onto the ground. So I'm commanding, forbidding good deeds and forbidding evil deeds. This is an important thing. Now, there are different situations where sometimes you need to confront a person in public, because the wrong thing which he is doing is something he will not desist from and refrain from till he is shown something or shown concern and discontent in public. He will only stop. But if it can be done in private, and before it is done in public, the first stage would be to talk to him and advise him and command him to refrain from doing the wrong things and taking care of the right things. That should be the normal practice. But if that is not effective, then one goes to the next stage.
Okay, we'll be talking about further stages in another session. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.